put the tea party. Just pirates out on the high sea. You're on the wrong side of history. You criticize the government and me. You're nothing but the tea party. Just pirates out on the high sea. You're on the wrong side of history. You criticize the government and me. You get just what you paid for, and that's plain to see. And when it doesn't work out alright, then you turn and blame me. Now it's the people's government formed for you and me. You pull the plug on the government, you pull the plug on me. Nothing but the tea party, just pirates out on the high sea. You're on the wrong side of history, you criticize the government and me. You're nothing but the tea party, just pirates out on.
Every democracy in particular has tussles over the budget, and I think most world leaders understand it. They've themselves been through it if they're in a democracy. What you haven't seen before, I think, from the vantage point of a lot of world leaders, is the notion that one party in Congress might blow the whole thing up if they don't get their way. They've never seen that before. And that does make them nervous, particularly given what happened in 2011. I mean, keep in mind, we've been here before, right? We saw what happened in 2011. I think the assumption was that the Americans must have learned their lesson, that there would be budget conflicts, but nobody, again, would threaten the possibility that we would default. And when they hear members of the Senate and members of Congress saying maybe default wouldn't be that bad, I'll bet that makes them nervous. Makes me nervous. It should make the American people nervous, because that's irresponsible. It is out of touch with reality. It is based on a flawed analysis of how our economy works. You cannot pay some bills and not others and think somehow that the fact that you're paying some bills protects you from a loss of credit worthiness.